Any good afternoon. The weekend is here. Time for a check of sports here on Kate Radio. From the American Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Worm. Volleyball last night. Let's run through all the scores for you one more time. Waterville Legion Morristown knocked off New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, 3-0, 25-16, 25-20, and 30-28. Glenville Lemons with a nice win against Lyle Pacelli. They win in straight sets 25-13, 25-19, and 25-12. Kenyon Wadamingo, they get by United South Central in three sets 25-9, 25-22, and 25-14. Lake Mills, they're now 7-2 on the season. They beat Eagle Grove in straight sets 25-10, 25-9, and 25-8. And also last night, Hayfield over Blooming Prairie, 3-0, 25-12, 25-20, and 25-11. In boys soccer, Albert Lee got beat by Rochester Century. Panthers win 6-0. In girls soccer, same result. Rochester Century with the win. They shut Albert Lee 7-0. Girls swimming and diving last night. Owatonna beat Albert Lee 92-86. Well, coming up in football tonight, and if you missed any interviews with all the area football coaches of the teams that are playing tonight, just go to our website, myalbertlee.com. Scroll down, Afternoons with Aaron. You'll find the interviews with all the coaches that we talked with this afternoon, and we had a lot on the afternoon show. 7 o'clock kickoffs tonight. Alden Conger, Glenville Lemons, they're going to host Gibbon Fairfax, Winthrop, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. They're at Mayor Lutheran. USC on the road at Medford, Lake Mills. They're at number one ranked West Hancock. And Northwood Kensett will host GTRA. All those games in football start at 7 tonight. Coming up tomorrow, let's talk some of volleyball. Alden Conger, they head to a tournament in Hayfield starting at 8:30. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, they head to the St. Peter tournament starting at 9. And Lake Mills will travel to the Central Springs tournament that also starts at 9. In boys soccer, Albert Lee on the road at Faribault. That's a noon start. And if you're looking for something to do tomorrow afternoon, get to the Gus. Noon start girls soccer, Albert Lee hosting Faribault. In girls tennis tomorrow, the Albert Lee tennis team, they're at home for a triangular. They're going to host Northfield at 9 and Rochester Mayo at 1. And USC in girls tennis, they're going to host a triangular with Austin and Maple River. That starts at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Coming up tomorrow night, we got Saturday prep football. Yep, the Tigers playing on a Saturday at the Gus, their home opener tomorrow night. Myself and Tom Jones with the play-by-play. Pre-game around 6:45. We'll have your kickoff at 7. Head coach of our Tigers, Paul Dunn, will join us in the pre-game show. Stuartville in town. Stuartville 1-0. Tigers 0-1 on the season. Minnesota Twins, just 4 hits last night. Cleveland beats our Twins by the score of 4-1. Twins still take 3 out of 4 from Cleveland. Very good series. Twins back home tonight. Kansas City's at Target Field. Griffin Jacks will get the start for Minnesota. All the action right here on KATE. We'll have your pregame at 6:30. First pitch tonight at 7:10. Minnesota Lynx are back home tonight, hoping to start another winning streak. They had their 5-straight game winning streak broken on Wednesday. They got beat by Las Vegas 102-81. Indiana's in town for a game tonight and a game Sunday. Minnesota Lynx are 18-10. Indiana is 6-21. Tip-off at Target Center tonight is at 7. The Golden Gopher football team, they're a 20-point favorite for tomorrow's game at home against Miami of Ohio. Minnesota, of course, lost its opening game last Thursday night to 4th-ranked Ohio State, 45-31. The visiting Redhawks, they lost to 8th-ranked Cincinnati, 49-14. Now, Gopher senior quarterback Tanner Morgan says they will have to overcome the loss of running back Muhammad Ibrahim, who underwent season-ending surgery on Tuesday before celebrating his birthday yesterday. Now, Morgan says the team will keep its identity as a power team that likes to run the ball. Saturday's game, that's tomorrow, kicks off at 11. We'll have your pregame at 9 in the morning right here on Kate from a Huntington Bank Stadium. There are still tickets remaining if you want to go to the game at a $20 apiece. And the Minnesota Vikings, they're back in action coming up on Sunday. I shouldn't say back in action. It's the irregular season. It's the kickoff to the real football. They're at Cincinnati. That's a noon start on Sunday. Speaking of the NFL, Tom Brady and the defending Super Bowl champs got off to a good start last night. Ryan Succop with a 36-yard field goal with 2 seconds remaining, and the Buccaneers beat Dallas 31-29. The Pittsburgh Steelers have made outside linebacker T.J. Watt the highest-paid defensive player in the league. Now, a person with knowledge of the agreement tells the Associated Press that Watt has signed a four-year extension worth $112 million. Now, Watt was set to enter the final season of the rookie deal that he signed back in 2017. The 26-year-old has become one of the best pass rushers in the league. He has 49.5 sacks over his first four seasons, at ranked sixth all-time by a player over that span. And the Baltimore Ravens have picked up a few running backs. They've got a lot of injuries in the backfield. They have now signed Latavius Murray, former Minnesota Viking. Also, Devonta Freeman and Le'Veon Bell are all now members of the Ravens. Again, we got baseball tonight. The Twins and the Royals, 6:30 your pregame, first pitch at 7:10. Tomorrow, a football doubleheader. Gophers in Miami of Ohio, 9 o'clock pregame in the morning, kickoff at 11. And tomorrow night, Stuartville's in town to take on Albert Lea in prep football, 7 o'clock kickoff, Saturday night prep football on Kate. Myself and, again, Tom Jones with the play-by-play from the Gus. And at Sports, from the American Insurance Press Box for Kate Radio Sports, I'm Aaron Worm.